just read the request to tell us about your sluttiest experience, and one thing came to mind pretty quickly. It might not be the wildest, but it has been the most memorable. That was losing my virginity. So there was a party, and I should start from the beginning. I grew up in a village, and there was a party in the next village that I'd been invited to, and so had my sister. And we were allowed to go, and I was obviously looking after my little sister. She's 2 years younger than me, and I was 17 at the time. Because it was only in the next village, we walked there. And I can't quite remember why, but halfway there, we were met by one of the boys from the school that we both attended. I think he'd cycled back and then was walking with his bike. And so we were just walking along, chatting. And my sister had walked ahead a little way, and the boy was just chatting with me. He's in the same year as me and had occasionally asked what I would consider rude questions. This walk was no different. It was unusual in that he went straight for, "Would you sleep with me? Would you? Would you sleep with me? Would you have sex with me? Go on. Would you have sex with me?" And I said no. And I shook my head. And I said no again. And he said, "Would you have sex with me?" And I said nothing. And we walked some more. And we got close to the village and the house we were going to. And he said again, "Would you have sex with me tonight at the party?" And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Really?" And I said, "Yes." And so we went into the party, and I had a drink, and my sister had a drink, and there were a few people around, some in my sister's year at school, mainly in my sister's year at school, younger people just drinking in the lounge downstairs, cans of beer, and music, fooling around, just laughing and pulling pranks. And after my first drink, I went into a room. I think maybe it was a study. It was in between the lounge and the kitchen anyway, and it was a dark room. There were no lights on. I turned on, I opened the door, but I didn't turn on a light. And I did this from the hallway where the boy could see I'd gone in. And then he followed me in. And for the first time, we kissed. In the dark room, with my back to the wall, with full knowledge that I'd agreed to have sex with him that night. It was a good kiss. Passionate. And from there, I don't know what he'd done. He must have done some arranging beforehand. Probably while I was drinking my first drink. Because he took me by the hand, out into the hallway, and up the stairs. No one saw us go up. My sister was talking with her friends. It was just us upstairs, in a room. And it was obviously meant to be the room that everybody crashes in at the end of the night. There were bags and sleeping bags, and it was just another room. And in that room, we lay down. I was pretty nervous, even with the drink. This is my first time. But it felt like it could be fun. It felt like I was using him, even if he was the one asking for sex. We lay down, and he lay on top of me and put a sleeping bag over us, unfolded as a duvet. And we kissed some more and had sex. Yeah. There isn't much more description I can give for the sex part. It was pretty straightforward missionary position sex. It was just him being really sensitive to my needs. I remember now, he put it in so carefully and slowly. And yeah, it hurt. It was amazingly odd to have him inside me. I'd opened my legs as far as I could. I knew that would make it easier. And then I moved with him and kept moving. And at one point, we were not very far in. We were enjoying ourselves a little bit. And the door opened. One of the other boys almost came into the room and then realized what was happening. He looked at me, he looked at the other guy, he went red and went, "Okay, sorry," and stepped out. I was lying on the floor. There was nothing I could do at this point. He'd seen us. It was too late. I just carried on. We carried on, and it was quick enough, you know. It was enjoyable, and it was quick. And he said, "Are you sure you're a virgin?" I said, "Yeah." So after that, we got up, tidied the sleeping bag away, headed back downstairs, I think he went first and I used the bathroom upstairs and then came down a bit later. And then I had a drink. And chatted to my sister and chatted to some people at the party. And then later, it was time to go to sleep. And I'm not even sure where my sister and her friend went. I'm not sure who was in the room. I know it wasn't my sister. I think I'd remember that. But we all crashed at about the same time. There was the usual organising of who's sleeping where and arrangements of who's got the pillows and the bedding and all of that. And we settled down in this room. This room I was in earlier. But this room now that has several people all there just to go to sleep. And that isn't exactly what happened. I'm not sure how it ended up that I was the only girl in the room. But I was, and I was lying next to him, with him spooning me. We're both wearing sleeping bags, and he's cuddling up to me, and our sleeping bag zips come undone until we're much closer. It's still quiet in the room. People are sleeping or trying to, in a state of drunken unconsciousness, or quiet at least. And we lie next to each other, and he puts his hand around and touches me, and it feels good, and he kisses my back, and it feels amazing, and he takes his cock, which by the way is massive, and he puts it between my legs and rubs. And then he asks if it's okay, and he lubricates my ass with spit, and I'm so wet already. And slowly, ever so slowly, he puts his cock up my arse, and it feels good, and feels better and better, and there we are, in a room of people sleeping, and his cock is in my arse, and he's moving it so subtly. Oh, and it feels so good. And we do that for a little bit, and we're so quiet. We keep our breathing down. But at some point, somebody must notice. Some point, I think, after he's done with my ass, and there's cum everywhere. Just after that, he kisses me. We cuddle, and I face him. And he fingers me some more. and I'm not in my sleeping bag anymore. And the person next to me, another man, another boy, strokes my arm. I look over, and he's not in his sleeping bag either. I look back at the first guy and kiss him. And then I turn round and I look at the second guy. And then he reaches out for me, the second guy. And we kiss. And it's so fucking hot. And then there is a gap in my memory. I forget how, but there are two other guys. And this first guy, I keep kissing him, but the others, I kiss them too. I give them handjobs, all of them, at the same time. There is a point where I am lying, sitting on the floor, and they are around me, and they are touching me. One of them is kissing me. One of them is fingering me. I am giving a handjob to another one. And there's another, so that would be the fourth, touching himself, because there just isn't room for all of us at the same time. And this goes on. Probably not that long, but I'm never going to forget it. It's just touching, just hand jobs. I didn't have sex with all of them. I only had sex with one of them. But they all saw me naked, and they all touched me, and I touched them all, and that was the night that I lost my virginity. Thank you.